and investors are beginning to see that doing good is simply good business. These three groups still want what they have always wanted, of course. Employees want a great salary and a career path. Customers want quality, innovation, and value. And investors want to make a return. But the revolution we write about is in many ways a revolution about and instead of or. We want all of these things, and we want our work, our buying, and our investing to help leverage a better world. We call this desire for meaning and doing good purpose. When we first began writing this audiobook, a colleague who is steeped in the emerging revolution of expectations said to us, "This sounds like a book that was written 5 years ago." His point was that most business leaders know about the growing focus on purpose, so there was a danger that this book felt like old news. On the one hand, this is true. As we travel around the world, working with major companies and attending gatherings of business leaders, the words purpose, sustainability, social good, and the like are now common sentiments expressed in many business circles. Most every major business has a portal on its website to tell you how much good it is doing in the world and touting its purpose to make a difference for customers and employees. So why does this audiobook matter?